USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The pandemic of the unvaccinated is picking up speed in some places around the country as hospitalizations and deaths increase in some states. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
For a young person, you may think you're a Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true.
She says it's not just about you.
You can also make your grandparents sick and your parents sick.
Austin, Texas is once again asking people to wear a mask even if vaccinated. Cases are also rising in Missouri, where mask mandates are returning. Touring a vaccination clinic in Salinas, California, that's hoping to vaccinate farm workers in the area, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra.
My dad was a farmer, and I know what that work was like, and I know what they go through. They are essential workers.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A federal judge in Los Angeles freed wealthy private equity investor Thomas Barak, an ally of former President Trump, on $250 million bond in his illegal lobbying case. Prosecutors have charged Barak, who's been in jail since Tuesday, with illegally lobbying former President Trump on issues benefiting the United Arab Emirates. He secured his release with $5 million in cash. The court in L.A. also ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet, banned him from transferring any money overseas, imposed a curfew, and restricted his travel to Southern California and New York. He's scheduled to appear in federal court in Brooklyn on Monday. Prosecutors said Barak, who was chairman of Trump's 2017 inaugural committee for conspiring to act as agents of the United Arab Emirates. Barak also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements to federal officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The U.S. is punishing Cuba for human rights violations. USA's Lance Pry has more.
The U.S. government has imposed sanctions on Cuba's defense minister, Alvaro Lopez Mira, Thursday for suppression of protesters in that country last week. Sanctions were also placed on Cuba's Special Forces Brigade. The sanctions prohibit payments from entities in the United States to Lopez Mira and the Special Forces. State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
We will stand with the Cuban people who are exercising their universal rights of peaceful protest, peaceful assembly, freedom of speech, but also, again, importantly, to hold to account those who would be so brazen in their efforts and attempts to violate the human rights of the Cuban people.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.